This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Durham-based musician Nick Sanborn has always enjoyed being part of a band. He's currently one half of the folk-pop duo Sylvan Esso. Before that, he played with the rock band Megaphone. But Nick also finds musical magic flying solo. Under the name Made of Oak, Nick creates songs filtering electronic beats and rhythms through a synthesizer. He's soaring around the room right now, and I'm going to get him to come back to Earth in a second. His debut EP is called Penumbra. He's going to play Saturday afternoon at Motorco in Durham, part of Moogfest. The music festival happens in venues across Durham this weekend. Nick Sanborn, welcome back to the program. You've been here in so many other forms. Great to have you here solo.
Thanks for having me back. That was a very
poetic,
wonderful intro. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, we have our own flights of poetry here now and then.
We
love to exercise that. But tell us about the difference now between working with other bands and doing solo. How do you? I mean, do you prefer one to the other?
No, I just love playing music. the differences are kind of just the obvious ones. I think that I love playing in a band where I feel like the music that we make is a perfect distillation of our dynamic as that group of people. Collaborating with people, you just are always learning new things kind of about yourself and the way you fit in with other people and how to help, how to get out of the way.
Yeah. I would think the big difference is not so much sort of solo and in collaboration as the kind of work you do with, say, a band like Megaphone, where we're all playing, you know, instruments that make analog acoustic sounds.
Yeah.
And this kind of digital music in terms of composition anyway.
I think the biggest change I feel there is mostly that when I'm working in this zone or when I'm composing this way, I have a certain amount of physical disconnect from what I'm composing. So I'm hearing it as it's happening instead of when you're with a band, it's a much more physical initial experience. So it kind of just changes the way I write, I think.
Well, let's get a sample. Will you play something for us now?
Sure. I'm going to play a kind of a piano number off of that's the first song on an EP I just put out.
Okay. Penumbra?
Yeah. Thank you.
Nick Sanborn is made of oak and performing the song Penumbra. He's going to be performing Saturday at Motorco in Durham as part of Moog Fest. It happens across venues all over Durham this weekend. Tell me about the composition in this thing, because if I am writing music for acoustic or even electric instruments, you know, I'm imagining I start with a chord or a tone. But in this case, it seems to me that you could start with a sound as a texture. Maybe it's a note on the scale. Maybe it's the tonic note of a chord. I mean, do you hear it as a composition that's going to have a melody, or are you looking for effects? What's the composition process?
Well, it changes a lot. I think that for me, music is a really physical thing, and so I usually start with any one of those things you just mentioned, something that I feel like physically drawn to. There's some part of it that I feel like there's something inside of that sound or that timbre or that progression or that melody or something, some little tiny piece that I feel like I can make, I can draw a song or a piece out of that thing, whatever that kind of seed of inspiration was.
And I wonder if it works. It does, because it works for me. I mean, when I listen to synthesized music in a piece like that I like, when I'm listening, what happens to me is that there may be textures that change. There's also a tone change, but that has a physical and an emotional impact on me that's different than the effect of a melody. So when somebody writes a song for guitar, drums, and piano, and I know kind of where they're going because I know what the rules are. We've internalized the rules.
Listening to
Western music, you kind of know where you're going to go next, or at least how far you can go. Those expectations change when I'm listening to this kind of music, and then I'm completely drawn to the changes in texture, and it has a different impact on me.
Well, yeah, I think that's the interesting thing about, recorded music in general. I think you can kind of change you can take expectations off of the listener because you can play with space and time and all of these different things and you can use those all as meaningful additions to they can be a musical choice just like a melody
but with a quantum with a sort of exponential growth in the number of rules and possibilities that you set for yourself, so it gets a little scary out there, doesn't it? You can go anywhere. Look, take us through the composition process. Tell us how. I mean, can you show us kind of step by step how a piece might come together for you?
Well, it's always different, but like I usually start with something simple, like here's something I'm working on right now. So I was at a friend's garage and he had this drum kit and I just really liked it. Sounded really strange and not perfect, and I'm a really bad drummer, and I was just having really fun a lot of fun playing it, and so I recorded a bunch of myself playing drums, so that kind of sounded like this. So it's just kind of me terribly playing drums, but I kind of had this, I found this little kind of feel that I thought sounded interesting. So that kind of started there, and then I was like, well, why don't I try to make that, into something? So I doubled it and kind of made it, did a bunch of, put some effects on it and just kind of sweetened it up a little bit. And then, so that's, there's two of me doing the same thing. But now it kind of feels like there's this, there's kind of a loose, there's something there that I like and I can't quite put my finger on it. But I like how human it feels. It doesn't feel like electronic music, you know,
right.
It feels like this kind of human thing. So I just started, then I decided to put some stuff that didn't feel like it was acoustic. So like there's these little snare drums, and so that kind of, now it's a little more in and I want to, so something's happening, and then I want to kind of fill out the drums a little bit, so maybe I'll put like a hi-hat kind of pattern on it. I like how it doesn't really hit the one ever, so I make a kick drum pattern that also doesn't do that.
Yeah, and you're off balance the whole time, but you're
interested, right?
Yeah, but that's cool.
You know, that's kind of what that original pattern did. Yeah. It felt off, you know, and so I wanted to make you, as the listener, feel comfortably off balance. Like, you're not worried about it, you know? And then, so that's all happening, and then I sit down and think, well, what kind of melodies can I make? And I take out a little synth and kind of mess around and find kind of a phasing chord voice that ends up sounding kind of like this. So if we add that in, kind of like this thing. You know, and now it kind of,
yeah,
something's been, and that all feels like it relates back to that opening sound, you know, this kind of uncomfortable thing. And I might add in some bass or maybe, you know, some little blippy kind of sounds around the edge. And just, you know,
now
and this
question,
kind of feels like it's getting somewhere.
It does feel like, but then the question is, how do you know when you're done?
That's a tough question. I like I said, it's a really physical thing for me.
Yeah.
So I feel like at a certain point, I can kind of move my body around and I can tell what it wants to do,
yeah,
you know? And then by knowing what it wants to do and feeling what it is doing, you can kind of see the holes that are still there. So you just try to make sure that those all, you wait until it's doing to you what you think it wants to do. And then by then you're done, you know?
That sounds pretty good. Well, I want to give everybody a chance to listen some more. And let's see, here's what we've got. I've got about 4.5 minutes left in the segment. And you've been doing Moogfest now. Well, let's talk one more, a little bit more about that, and then I'll have you close us out. That's how we can do this, because I'm interested to know about, you know, sort of Moogfest and bringing people together who are also interested in this, kind of what that does for this industry, but also the music industry, just kind of pulling people together who are interested in this sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I think the fun, I mean, this is my first time getting to go to a Moogfest. I've always wanted to, but mainly because I think it, you know, as a, you know, computer synthesizer nerd,
yeah,
I love how much they merge the two things, because to me they feel like the same thing. I feel like when I'm, you know, dialing in a voice or recording a field recording or whatever, that all feels like music to me the whole time. And I would guess that engineers who make those things feel the same way. I mean,
do you think we're ever going to get to a point where that's all there is, that music, that we stop, you know, making things vibrate through space and bang into my eardrum?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, how could you?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at all this gizmology here thinking maybe that's the future.
Yeah, but it's all, I mean, all this is based in acoustic, right, humanism, you know, to me at least. I think that I'm most interested when electronic music feels distinctly human, when it feels like it's in a place and in a space and was made by people, I think, because it all is, you know.
Well, I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to thank you for being on the program. Nick Sanborn performs as Made of Oak this Saturday, Motorco in Durham, part of Moogfest. It's happening all across the city of Durham, North Carolina, this weekend. And you can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. Nick, I'm going to leave you time to place out, but first, thank you very much for being
here. Thank you so much for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
The State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton Ormond, Robin Copley's our technical director, and Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Made of Oak.